So here's your official welcome. It's July the 29th. Oh, my, how the summer has rolled by. And we are here in this wonderful sacred opportunity to unite with God and receive the blessings of Yeshua. Thank you all for coming. And I want to thank those of you who have sent love offerings and donations, because they really do help us stay alive and serving as many people as we can reach for. Thank you also, those of you who have enrolled, to come to the next Blessing Giver Conference. It will be a staggering, wonderful, amazing, thrilling event that will be unlike anything you've ever experienced. And you will become an extension of this Sunday offering into your part of the world for those you know and love. So you'll probably be getting a mailing about that real soon, because on August the 15th, the early bird discount goes away. I hate to do that, but that's when the hotel bills us for everything in advance, including all of our estimated people who will be there, including all of the estimated food bill. It's like we have to pay way in advance to hold that room. So that's our incentive to move you forward, and you get to save $45 by doing it. So you help us, you help you. And I'm going to make sure you don't forget about that deadline. I'll be sending you out a little mind jogger probably this week. Now, I'd like to take a couple of calls, people that are on our board. There is someone from area code 647, and you're on.
Good morning, Glenda. It's Helen from Taupo, New Zealand.
Hello.
Hi. I wanted to share with everybody that this last weekend, well, first of all, it's Monday morning, 8 o'clock here, so New Zealand is one of the first countries in the world to see the morning sun.
That's
and
right.
This weekend, I co-facilitated a Dance of Universal Peace retreat where we had almost 60 people, and the whole weekend we dedicated to feeding love and light into the vibration that's being fed into the whole watching of the Olympic Games. And, of course, we sent that love and light to all light workers, which includes all the people on your call. So, and we did that for a whole hour at the right time when the official opening of the games happened, when apparently 4 billion people were tuning in. So from New Zealand, you would have all received a big, big boost of love and light.
Oh, blessings to you. Thank you so much, and I'm sure we appreciated it.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. And we have an anonymous caller. Can't say what that number is, but you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Cecilia.
Oh, hi, Cecilia.
Hi. I had a question about, I know that you had an injury with your hip and that you were in a lot of pain for a while. And I've had some ongoing chronic health conditions, and I pretty much live in chronic pain every day. And some days are easier than others, and some days are harder than others. And I was just wondering if you had any advice for me to get through those really hard days.
That's how the blessing was originally developed. Yeshua came to me and offered me a blessing every day, and then he taught me how to do it. And from there, I taught others. Are you a blessing giver, Cecilia?
Yes.
Okay. Offer the blessing.
Okay.
You will be pulling the energy of the earth and the heavens through you. And you will be balancing your body and the energy in the body, as well as pulling through the Holy Spirit. This will reduce friction in your body. And a lot of pain is produced by friction and resistance. A lot of it's produced by fear that we cast upon our condition. The fear will subside. You will have more peace in your heart. You will calm the waters around you. And it really is. It is better than a pain pill. Then I would suggest you make a plan. You consult with people who can help you and realize that God often helps us through others. And so make a plan. Get assistance. This is true for all of you. Don't live your life alone. Don't try to go it alone. Remember, we are all connected in unity with God. And God's face is on the face of other people around us. His will comes through them. And yes, it does require discernment, because some people want to help you just to get paid. Hate to be that crass about it, but it's true. Some people have an idea that they can help with all the well-meaning in the world, and they're just not the one. So it does require discernment, but there is someone out there to help you. So watch for that. Do the blessing every day. Pray. And be as much at peace as you can be within yourself. I learned to bear pain for 10 years. And then 2 years after surgery, while I was getting over it, now I am pain-free. But it was an important lesson to learn. And I think these lessons come to us sometimes because they contain all the other ingredients of life mastery that we're being called to develop. So blessings to you, Cecilia.
Thank you. I
will remember you in my prayers and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Desmond, I see you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
It's Desmond from Spruce Grove.
Yes.
I read your message on faith, and I started building my faith a lot, and faith means to see, and I saw also that it's like there's a whole bunch of thoughts I had about it. But anyhow, I was thinking about David Hawkins last night, Glenda, and I had a conversation with him, kind of like in my faith or my thoughts or whatever, and I thought about God, about kinesiology, and I always think that I realized that kinesiology is about compassion and about the intelligence of the heart. It's not and stuff. It's not so much. The reason he has such a hard time explaining it, I thought, is because he's not coming from higher enough understanding to like Yeshua has. But anyhow, I talked, and then I connected. I was like, you have to ask permission for everything, I thought, and then he's like, yeah, ask permission. So I thought it was kind of fun. So I examined it, and I started talking to God and asking him for permission. I started developing this dialogue with God, and I made some really funny jokes, and I was just laughing hysterically. And I never felt like someone knew me better than God. It was so good.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. And actually, that's very much part of our class today on From Change to Transformation. I want to encourage all of you to have a direct relationship with God in which you can ask questions, tell jokes, laugh, and feel like you're really with a caring, loving Father. Now, to respond to your comment on kinesiology, it's definitely a valid form of information feedback. And the reason it's valid is because, as was exposed in our course, The Energy of Life, all of the universe is just organized stratifications of energy. And within these stratifications of energy is information that allows the many layers of organization and creation to integrate, cohere, co-function, and produce this marvelous, incredible experience of the universe we live in. And the only thing you need to be careful of in kinesiology is not to fall back upon the feedback of your own thoughts and expectations, to first completely surrender to an open, shall we say, blank slate of just open possibilities, because then you can receive an accurate answer. And I think also part of that is how you formulate your questions. You know, a lot of times, whether we're talking to a person, whether we're talking to God or to just casting a question upon the waters, we ask the question in order to get the answer we want. And so
yeah.
I would say that finding the truth in anything, whether it's with a friend, someone we love, it starts with honesty. It proceeds to an open mind. You know, a closed mind is kind of like a parachute. It doesn't work until it opens. I should say a mind is like a parachute. If it's closed, it doesn't work. So you have to have an open mind to see all the possibilities that might be coming back to you as an answer. And, as you said, compassion. It's a very big part of it. Because if we can only have, if we can only accept one kind of answer, that's the only answer we'll get, and it may not be the right one. And we may be getting that same answer over and over again. There's a good maxim in life that generally works, and that is, if you want a better answer, ask a better question. And then, in order to ask a better question, have a more open prospect on life, where if you got a better answer, you would know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
It is really amazing how much we live our life viewing it through the parameter of a drinking straw. And that's the extent of our comfort zone. It's about an eighth of an inch in diameter. I'm serious, literally. Now, what we do in these blessing calls to carry this on to a larger message, and thank you, Desmond, I really appreciate that trigger, to carry this on, and that is that what we do in the blessings is we really do surrender into our heart. We express our prayer, but whether we do so in words or simply with expectation and surrender, we also convey the request and whatever more or greater the will of God may bring. And that really could be a risk that you're taking to even say that, because sometimes in order to bless us, God has to take us out of our comfort zone. Many times, the pains we feel are simply coming from the fact that we've got a size 7 foot in a size 5 shoe, and we've been walking 5 miles with blisters. You think I'm telling a joke, but I'm not. It really, really is true. I think you have no idea how many headaches are coming, how many backaches, how many frustrations, how many restless nights have come because you're living in a box so small and so cramped. You have no room to move. And, you know, fortunately, when we're born, this triggers the birthing act. Actually, when the uterus is so full of the baby, that's part of the triggering mechanism to get the little angel out of there and on its road into bigger spaces. But for some reason, we don't repeat that birthing routine over and over again as we should. Whenever we are in cramped spaces, which often is brought to us by pain or other unpleasant feedback mechanisms, we need to birth ourselves into a larger, broader space. Now, that's part of what the blessing does. I cannot tell you everything it does, because what it does is literally from the power and the heart of God, the flowing of the Holy Spirit, the love of Yeshua walking with us. I'm going to take a little water break here. And by the way, I would suggest that you do the same while you're listening, because your body needs to be well hydrated to conduct this energy. And that plus your prayer, that plus your surrender, sets you up for receiving exactly what you need. Your words are heard. The feelings of your heart are heard. The needs of your life are acknowledged. And yet, you have to understand that many times the needs of your life are the result of the fact that your life has not expanded beyond your needs. And that's the answer. If the answer is not to meet your need so that you can stay in the box, to put bandages on your toes so that you can keep walking in that smaller shoe. And so often when people pray, that's exactly what they're praying for. They're saying, oh, Lord, please bandage my feet so I can keep walking on these cutting rocks. And God is thinking and scratching his head and saying, well, let's see how we can take you off the rocks, put you on the sand by the ocean, and let your feet heal on their own. And then you're looking at it, well, God didn't heal my feet. I just wanted my feet healed so I could keep walking on those rocks. Because those rocks are the only life I know, and that's where my friends are, and that's what I was taught to do, and that's where I feel like I belong. And God says, well, really, don't you want to be over here on the sandy beach with the waves breaking upon your feet and soothing them and giving you a whole new perspective on life? And he said, no, I thank you, just please put some bandages on my feet. And some of the times, our prayers really give God a problem, because they're actually asking God to continue and perpetuate your abuse. We just say, you know, God, this man at work is so abusing me. I can't stand it anymore. Would you please stop him from abusing me, or have him transferred to another department, or do whatever it takes to get him off my back? I can't stand going to work. And God is up there in heaven scratching his head, and he says, that's the point, dear. I'm trying to tell you, you need to work somewhere else. You're the one who needs to leave. Just have faith. And I'll close that door and bring you to the next one. But it's kind of like my response to Desmond about kinesiology. We often ask questions with the answer we want to hear implied in the question. And we're not open to other answers. And God says, well, okay, I'm not going to help to get that man off your back, because I'm using that man to tell you to get out of there. I guess I'll just have to let you suffer through it. So, my friends, in the blessing, surrender your will to the will of God. All you have to do is show up, be there, receive, let the blessing fill your life. Then go forth in your life and listen. Look for little things that are slightly different. And don't worry even about restricting your behavior too much. It could be that all of a sudden you just have a yen for an ice cream cone. And normally you would say, you know, I can't eat. I'm not going to go eat an ice cream cone. Watching my diet, why am I getting this crazy yen? Well, it may be that God just wants to treat you to something. And in the process of treating you to something, he's going to have you meet somebody that you need to meet. As long as they're not outrageous violations of your protocol for living, which I really do not think God would ask you to do, or moral breaches, which I really do not believe God would ask you to do, be a little open to spontaneous responses. Maybe you need to go shopping. Maybe you need to take a walk. Maybe you need to call an old friend. Just spend the time. Maybe you need to take a nap. You know, you said you were going to go out with the family, but taking a nap is really what you're being called to do. Listen. Listen to the impulses that are flowing through you and allow them to reveal some possibility that you might not have seen or heard before. Maybe it'll take you back to being a child. Maybe it will take you, into a whole new intuitive response level, which you need. Listen. Trust. And then just be there with yourself, with God. And when good things happen, notice them. Say thank you. You'd be surprised how your blessings are multiplied when you express gratitude and appreciation for your blessing. When you say thank you, God. I noticed that. I got that. I know you're with me. So these are important things to be mindful of. We have one more caller, which I just have time for one more person. So is it Jeannie?
Yes. Well, Jean, actually.
Jean, okay.
In Colorado. And I just want to comment on a new technology that has come across my path and into my path and taken away all sorts of pain for me, sometimes permanently and sometimes temporarily. But it's a machine, and the technology is known as whole body vibration.
Okay.
And it's kind of new in the U.S. It's really big in Europe.
Uh-huh.
And anyone with pain, I just hope you'll look into whole body vibration. And the type of vibration, there's two different types. The one that's most effective is called oscillation.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to say. It's really quite
well, thank you, Jean. That may be really helpful to others. And remember, the voice of God speaks through humans, sometimes through machines, through inventors of machines. So don't denigrate it just because it's a machine.
Well, and
miracles come
that,
in all forms, my friends.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for saying that, because I kind of hesitated to talk about a machine.
It's okay, because machines were created by inventors who had enough dedication and love to apply their life to that invention. Most of the inventors of physical therapy instruments had many years of treating people with various ailments. And it was their love and dedication that resulted in that machine.
Yes. Yeah.
And
thank
it was
you.
Through the love of God that it was done. So, my friends, miracles come in all forms. Don't look through a drinking straw to define a miracle either.
Right. Yes.
I have great gratitude for my surgeon who performed the miracle I had been waiting for 10 years. And it's interesting, she appeared after I really completed my personal journey of learning about health, wellness, how to live with pain, how to transcend pain. I had completed my spiritual journey, and then she showed up and took away the pain. And sometimes it works like that. We have many, many reasons why we go through what we go through, and almost always it has to do with growth. One of the primary motivations of all of life is growth. if you have any doubts about that, look outside at the trees. The ones that are not growing are not doing well. The ones that are putting out new growth, you can feel comfortable. They're doing just fine. God and nature are taking care of them. The ones not growing, you want to go check out, water, maybe fertilize, do something for them, see that they're growing. Isn't that true? And even though we stop physically growing in height by the time we're 16 or 17 years old, other things about us continue to grow, such as our hair. If you got to the point where your hair wasn't growing, you would know you needed to balance some nutrients or some hormones in your body. And so we do still, if your fingernails were not growing, if you were not replenishing your skin in a healthy way, you see, we're still growing. We replenish our skin at an incredibly high rate, and that's what keeps it fresh and new. And when this doesn't happen, there's something wrong. You see, all of life grows. And we grow through all of our experiences, even the ones that challenge us, or I should say, especially the ones that challenge us. And when our growth is completed in that area, both God and nature have a marvelous way of ending that cycle and taking us to a new one where we will grow. So you are here today. Now I ask you to be ready for the blessing. And we're going to remove your shoes and socks. Be seated with your spine erect but comfortable. And just feel the connection of the universe. Feel the connection with the earth. Cease your thoughts. Allow your mind to be on a park bench off to the side, and your attention to drop into your heart, into the heart of your being, where there's stillness and peace. This is where you will receive your union with the Holy Spirit. You will feel the love in the presence of Yeshua, and the energy of the universe will pass through you into the earth and from the earth back through you, cleansing, anointing, filling every cell of your body, and blessing you for the next level and stage of your growth, your discovery, and your personal success. Whatever your needs are, you will pray your needs privately as I pray to Yeshua. And before we begin, let us pray together these words. O God, I am here. O God, I know that you are here with me. Behold that I wait in the altar of my heart. Behold that I give unto you the faith of my whole being. Behold that I await and call for your presence, knowing that you have been here all along, and it is I who am waiting to wake up to your gentle call. Amen. Dear Yeshua, thank you for being with us today, for joining us at the altar of our heart to call forth the Holy Spirit and the blessings of our Almighty Father, to ask beyond our perimeter where we do not even know our need, but you do, to ask on our behalf all the things we desire and require from the larger part of life that we do not even know to ask or dare to ask, but you ask on our behalf, for you see beyond the small perimeter in which we live. Thank you for honoring our request and uniting them with the will of God. thank you for assuring our union with God, that all we seek and desire may be given and perfected, expanded and fulfilled. We ask in your holy name. Amen. Now continue your prayer, please, for 3 minutes while the blessing givers and I convey, as receptacles, the energy of the Holy Spirit and of the earth. Your blessing is complete. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Receive the blessing into all parts of your heart, mind, soul, and being. May your body be blessed, and all that you are be blessed. Your life be prospered, and there be songs in your heart. Know that you are loved, and I look forward to being with you again next week.